I am Plant on the Line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. April is Read Local BC Month, organized by the folks at the Association of Book Publishers of BC. There will be about 20 events throughout the province. On Wednesday, the 15th of April, there will be an event at ArtSpeak here in Vancouver, Roughing It in the Bush Revisited. Joining me now is Daniel Zamparelli, who will be hosting the event that features poets including Evelyn Lau, Daphne Marlett, and Jordan Abel. Mr. Zamparelli is the editor of the magazine Poetry is Dead, and with Dina Delbucchia, hosts the Can't Lit podcast. Visit poetryisdead.ca and sadmag.ca for more information, as those two publications are co-sponsoring the event. And of course, visit books.bc.ca for more on Read Local BC and the ABPBC organization. Please welcome to the Plant Online program Daniel Zamparelli. Mr. Zamparelli, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So, I guess, is Poetry is Dead, is that your day job?
I have about probably like 20 day jobs. Poetry is Dead, I run it essentially volunteer-based.
I see. And that's done quite well for itself, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's over just 5 years, it's kind of become... I don't always have numbers, so I know that it's... I can say that it's the most popular poetry magazine in Canada. I don't know if I can say it's the most widely circulated.
Yeah. It's indicative, I think, of just how rich the poetry community is in this part of the world.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know that keenly, I guess, through your work here.
Yeah. And, like, yeah, Canada is very... it's got a rich and diverse... group of poets, and like even just specifically Vancouver's, and almost like this literary hub of poetry.
Yeah, and I guess this fits in with the event that you're hosting on the 15th, Roughing It in the Bush Revisited.
Yep.
And so who's part of that other than yourself, of course?
So the poets for that are Evelyn Lau, Jordan Abel, Ryan Fitzpatrick, W.H. New, Daphne Marlett, and George Stanley.
And so they'll be reading at the event?
There'll be readings. There might, if there's time, there might be a bit of discussion. Because what's interesting about these poets is a lot of them have written about place and space, and specifically like Daphne and George, Daphne Marlett and George Stanley have written a lot about Vancouver in their poetry.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be kind of, if there's time for it, it'd be great to have a discussion based on poetics, and specifically Vancouver.
And do you find that in this part of the world, in Vancouver especially, that we have taken to reading poetry as well as we have? I mean, do you find that we are savvy readers of poetry?
I feel like it's an impossible question to ask, but I'm pretty hopeful and positive that yes, that... the joke of Poetry Dead is I started it out in response to all the articles that came out saying, like, oh, obviously poetry is dead. Have you ever gone to a reading? There's nobody there. Poetry isn't interesting to people anymore. You might as well just go watch a movie. And yet, if you hit any of the readings or if you look at the poetry landscape, it's sure it's spread thin, but it is, full of... definitely savvy readers.
I guess the reticence of people.
I'm sorry if my phone is being a jerk and constantly having beeps.
No, it's fine. I'm not hearing anything. It's just probably
okay.
Just at your end, yeah. But in terms of say people's reticence towards poetry, that must come from say how it's taught in schools. I mean, I used to hate studying poetry because
right.
I never got it. I guess or it was badly taught.
Yeah. I don't, like, because I don't like to blame teachers for anything, just because
yeah.
I love teachers.
Yeah.
But it is, it's a perfect storm of the poetry that's taught can be maybe a bit too difficult for the age range that it's in, and there's definitely poems that should be in place that make it a bit easier to entry into poetry.
Mm-hmm.
Like starting with Shakespearean sonnets, to me, like in high school, just seems kind of ridiculous because it's just, it's so intense. So that I know tends to happen, and that just, like, kids don't already like anything anyway, so you're just throwing them the toughest things. And then there's mixtures of, like, how poetry is received by the outside of the poetry community, where, like, there's this ivory tower, kind of this false ivory tower that's seen. There's also, like, this idea of poets being kind of smug intellectuals, you know, like the stereotype of, like, the guy wearing the indoor neck scarf.
Mm-hmm.
and so it's just, there's this perfect storm of how people perceive poetry that I'm actively trying to dismantle.
Yeah, and then I think you've done a great job with it. Yeah, I mean, I have read about you in the past, and I think that I mean, some of the like, I interview authors all the time, you know, novelists and nonfiction writers, of course. But the most interesting interviews I've found in recent years have been with the poets. The poetry community in British Columbia has just been just a great source of conversations for me over the years. That those are the ones that I've enjoyed the most, and that I think people have listened to with great interest. I mean, I'm thinking of interviews that I've done with, like, Susan Musgrave and Renee Saklekar, for example. I mean,
oh yeah,
two very interesting people to begin with, and just great conversations yielded from both.
Yeah, like Renee Saklekar, like, definitely. I don't know what it is about poets, but I also feel the same way, that just how they engage with literature is interesting, and usually that makes the person themselves interesting as well, that the topics they're interested in,
yeah,
or the things that they're looking at, or how a poet approaches a subject. I've always seen is completely different than you'd expect it to, and that's usually what makes them so great to talk to.
Yeah, and if I learned those poets, like Brian Brett or Patrick Lane, growing up, I probably would have a greater appreciation for it.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's one of the things. I mean, you're absolutely right when you say that we get thrown Shakespeare, and it just really throws us, essentially, at an early age.
Yeah, and, like, I spent an entire university semester on Shakespeare sonnets and still was like, well, this is intense.
Yeah. For you, this month of April, the Association of Book Publishers of British Columbia have this month of events. It's a great time to showcase this community that you're a part of. What are you looking forward to in terms of telling the public about the book industry and this literary community in this province?
The thing I'm really I'm really happy about the campaign that they set up, the Read Local BC. Just for, like, it's just the swaths of events that they've created are great, because it covers the gambit of the books that are available to us. Like, I run a podcast with Dina Del Bucchia called Can't Lit, and mm-hmm. we constantly have, like, an endless amount of authors that we want to interview for the podcast, because just in BC alone, there's great authors, like, across the board in every genre. Like, there's definitely, like, there's also the event that's coming up through Read Local BC that has Wade Compton and mm-hmm. George Bowring. I can't stress enough how big of a fan I am of Wade Compton and everything he's published. There's nonfiction, fiction. There's no end in sight of great books to read just in this province. So I know that's daunting, but I'm super happy about it, because I like to read constantly.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great way to start for people, you know, who may not be aware of all the great talent that we have in this part of the world.
I think it's we in BC, I feel like there's slightly some tendency to underrate us, I think, because it's, when you think of Canada in respect to the global aspect of publishing, everyone's first thought is Toronto.
Yeah.
And I think that's slightly changing. Or I'm just being narcissistic and hoping that it's slightly changing. I don't care. Either way, it's fine.
Yeah. What are some of your favorite haunts in Vancouver in terms of buying books, reading at places? I mean, are there certain places that you just love going to?
I'm a very big fan of Pulp Fiction.
Oh, on Main and Broadway? It's a terrific place.
Yes, there's
place,
also one on Commercial. The one on Commercial is very tiny, and like just because I live near Commercial, so if I ever need a book, I just walk in and say, I need these books. But just hanging out around Pulp Fiction on Main is great. And just, I obviously haunt the poetry section. And obsessively check for my book in case it comes back. I know that my career is like peaked as soon as there's returned copies.
I interviewed an author once who said that when they go to the bookstore, they see their book, and then they pull it out so that you can see the front of it.
Oh yeah, leave that on the shelf. Definitely do that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I do it for friends too. I'm like, yeah, this book needs to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, I once did it to I think I was in a bookstore like in Halifax, somewhere far away, and my book was there, and I pulled it out. And I was like, well, this seems like a really great book. Like very loudly.
Yeah. Well, the Pulp Fiction is a great example of a store that's thrived, while the big chain has sort of declined in this market.
Right.
I mean, that's great for those of us that support independent bookstores, I guess.
Yeah, and it made sense, in respect to publishing, kind of this trend that's going on. We're invested in artisanal or local things. To me, just made sense that the people are going who likes books, because books have now essentially become like a niche market as well, are going to niche bookstores, and that I think is also great for the small press industry as well, because it puts them all in the same playing field.
Yeah, well, I was talking to someone not too long ago about, say, the number of publishing houses in British Columbia, and just too numerous to count.
Yeah.
I mean, we're just very lucky in that regard as well.
Yeah, I'm always happy to see, there's Arsenal, Anvil, Town Book, Snooze Star. I every 2 seconds.
Yeah. And that's just in Vancouver.
Yes.
You know, and you go up, you know, throughout the province, there are houses like that, you know.
Yeah.
Comparable size. Daniel, you alluded to Can't Lit not too long ago. I started listening to it this week and have enjoyed it a great deal. It seems like you and Dina have a lot of fun doing it.
Well, yeah. The general rule of Can't Lit was that it had to be fun.
Yeah.
And we know a lot of writers, and me and Dina are avid podcast listeners, and we just hadn't heard any podcasts about Canadian literature that kind of just get writers to come in and joke around and talk about their book and talk about serious subjects, but also to not feel put on in any way, that they could just hang out and have a couple drinks and chat. And we felt that would get to interesting conversations about literature better than directly just asking questions about the book.
Mm-hmm. How often do you guys do it?
We are a monthly podcast, but based on how many that's also been increasing in listeners and getting a bit successful. So we're switching it almost to every 2 weeks, just because there's so many authors coming in and visiting, and we want to get them all in.
And where do you guys do it?
Lately, we've been traveling around to do it. So we went to Galleon Island and recorded with Michael Christie. And then just recently, we went to Victoria and recorded with Marita Daxel and Matt Rader. And then usually it's done in Vancouver, and I have all the podcast equipment with me. And sometimes we travel with it. Other times, it's just in my basement suite that I live in.
Yeah, and I mean, I listened to the one you did with Cranberry, my colleague in all of this, and just fun, you know. It's a different side of Sean. I mean, I've known Sean a long time, but I mean, hearing him with you guys, just a different animal altogether.
Right. Yeah, look, I'm only used to that. That's the Sean that you heard. I'm only used to him in that way. So it's just interesting to hear that other people don't have that aspect, and that makes sense.
Yeah. Daniel, it's been a pleasure talking to you today, and we'll remind people again of the event. That's April 15th, Wednesday night, at ArtSpeak 233 Carroll here in Vancouver. It's called Roughing It in the Bush Revisited.
And it's with all my favorite poets.
Absolutely, yeah. Thanks for this, Daniel.
Thank you for having me.
The website for more, the websites for more, I should say, danielzomparelli.com and poetryisdead.ca. Daniel Zomparelli is the editor of Poetry is Dead. And visit books.bc.ca for information on the event on the 15th, as well as the other events that the Association of Book Publishers of British Columbia are putting on. Daniel Zomparelli joined me on the line from here in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Planta.